This week's parsha, of course, called Achrei Mot, which is an interesting name for a parsha. It's after the death of Nadav and Avihu. And the obvious question is, what message, what idea are we meant to be learning after the death? Maybe from the death of Nadav and Avihu, and maybe death in general. As we look through the parsha, we see that the tone that's set is trying our hardest to avoid death, and in fact, even more than that, celebrating life. Continuing with the first psukim, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Aaron not to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim all the time, or incorrectly, as Nadav and Avihu did, but Al yavo b'chol eit el ha-kodesh mibeit ha-parochet el pnei ha-kaporet, asher al Aaron, velo yamut, and he won't die by coming in at the wrong time. Not only are we trying to avoid death, but as I said, we're celebrating the forces of life. If we look later in Perek Yud-Zayin, we speak about the Isser to eat the blood of a korban. Why? Ki nefesh habasar badamhi. Because the soul of the flesh of a human being is seen as being in the blood, in the life force that floods the body, that gives the nutrients to the different parts of the body to survive. Ki nefesh habasar badamhi. Respect that and don't be eating the blood of the flesh that you eat. As we continue through the parsha, we see that this concept of life and celebrating life becomes more highlighted. Moving from Perek Yud Zayin to Perek Yud Chet begins with Shemartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. This pasuk, and particularly the words v'chai b'hem, were understood by Chazal in a way beyond the pashut pshat of the text, that accentuates not only the ability to survive, but the importance of survival. The pashut pshat in the text is, keep the mitzvot, and you will survive and not be punished, as opposed to the other psukim. But Chazal understood that v'chai b'hem is a goal of survival, and not just the permission to survive. In the Tosefta, in Masechet Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva, and I think it's significant that it's Rabbi Akiva, we'll see in this week's and next week's five-minute parsha message, Rabbi Akiva, within the context of the story of Machteret, reaches the conclusion that lo nitnu mitzvot li Yisrael ela lichlot ben. The mitzvot are given for Jewish people to live with, to survive with. Shenema asher yaseh otam ha'adam b'chai bohem. And this, of course, is the basis of the concept of most mitzvot being yihareg being yavor v'al yihareg. If a person is threatened, someone's going to kill you if you don't do a certain avera. In most avera, you do the avera. Because there's a value in survival in life. It's the same Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara Baba Metzia, who's mechadish, that there are limitations in the pasuk of Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, as opposed to the Christians, as opposed to the Buddhists. The Gemara says that if you're alone, and if you're with someone else in the desert, and you have one canteen, you drink from your canteen, even if it means the other person's going to die. Chayecha kodmin, which again is understood to be learned from V'chai b'hem. We have the right to live, the responsibility to live, the purpose and value and goal of life that's so valuable. The Ramban takes all this to a higher level. He points out that the pasuk says, "Ushamartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai b'hem." Why are mishpatim mentioned separately from chukim? The Ramban says, "Al derech ha'pshat, the mishpatim are the things in parshat mishpatim, the ways of governing normal life and civilization." And the Ramban explains, Ki hadinim nitnu l'chaye ha'adam. The dinim were given so that people could live. B'yishuv ha'medinot v'shalom ha'adam. Both on a state level and on a local individual level. Mishelo yazik ishet re'eu v'lo yimitenu. That a person shouldn't damage or endanger other people in society. And this is a Torah value, because the Torah values life. Because our lives are important. And even though we see people die, all of us die. And people who die at a young age, and people who die in tragic circumstances like Nadav and Avihu. And it can cause people to wonder whether life really means anything. The Torah comes here to highlight Achrei Mot, that life has a tremendous amount of value. We respect the blood, which is the life source of a human being. We sustain life, even by violating Averot, even at the cost of another's life. And we have mitzvot in our Torah that are meant to make sure that not only that we can survive, but that we can live happy, healthy, structured lives. Let's realize that the Torah wants us to be able to survive and thrive, and isn't a hindrance, it's dafka what makes it possible. Shabbat Shalom.